question by Jayendran Prabhu. Space, a comment on the article Increasing Wealth Power, the Only Way and the West Way. I have made many promises and broken many promises. So my mind has become conditioned to think, even while making a promise subtly, that I have to break it at some point. How to decondition my mind and make it believe that again, that this time the promise will succeed? Answer: we cannot make the mind believe it. We have to believe it ourselves. Converting the mind takes a lifetime of purification. Before we can convert the mind, we have to convert ourselves. And once we convert ourselves, then we control the mind. And gradually, as we keep controlling the mind and keep practicing the process of devotional service, then we become purified. Then we convert the mind. So first is, we convert ourselves. That means convert ourselves means convert our intelligence. We study the Bhagavad Gita, understand the philosophy, and become philosophically convinced that this is the right thing to do and that is the wrong thing to do. And once we do that, then we control the mind. The mind, just because we at an intellectual level understand this is the right thing to do, doesn't mean that the mind is going to accept it immediately. So we need to control the mind, even the mind still keeps wanting to do the wrong things. And when we keep doing this for a long period of time, then over a period of time, the mind will gradually become converted. So now the question will come, generally speaking, if we are not able to keep our promises, that is not because we don't have the ability to keep them. It is generally because we don't have the conviction to keep them. So this can be dealt with in two ways. First is that we need to recognize why is the promise important for us. And ideally speaking, it is good to write it down and keep a systematic written statement with ourselves. Why I want to keep this promise? And whenever temptations come, whenever we start feeling weak, whenever we start wavering, at that time we can immediately look at what we have written down, what could be our mission statement, and then draw strength based on what we have written. Reboost, re-strengthen our intellectual conviction thereof. Now, when there are promises which are of different kinds, and some promises may be necessary to adapt them according to time, place, circumstance. For example, if we make a promise that I'll wake up at 4 o'clock every day, but then we get a job which has a night shift and we're sleeping at 1 o'clock, then obviously we can't keep that promise of waking up at the 4 o'clock. So if there are real circumstances which require a change, then thoughtfully we can change the situation. So okay, then that means I will not sleep for more than six and a half hours or whatever. So I'm sleeping at 1, I'll wake up at 7. So that may have to be changed accordingly. So when we're talking about promises, it doesn't necessarily have to mean that we take a promise that we have to keep lifelong, nor is it that the promise has to be absolutely inflexible in order to be preserved. But the promises should be thoughtfully taken, and then they should be thoughtfully modified if required. And if they are not required to be modified, then they should be thoughtfully preserved. So, first step would be the conviction. And second step would be that we take promises which we feel we can keep. Just like when we go to lift weights, if I can lift 10 kg and if I try to lift 50 kg, I make a promise every day I'll lift 50 kg. The very nature of the promise is that it is impossible to fulfill. So if I can lift 10 kg, then I can maybe take a promise to lift 10 kg weight, and gradually 11, gradually 12. Over a period of time, I may be able to lift 50 kgs also. So we have to see what promises we can keep. And generally, it is good to have time-bound promises so that we can change track. It means, okay, for 1 month, I am going to do this, this, this. Say, for 1 month during, I'll chant in the morning or whatever. And once we do this, then we can see, okay, there's some practical situations when it becomes difficult, or we have to readjust it. See, the idea is that we are not talking here about initiation vows, which are uncompromisable principles. We are talking about day-to-day things, and promises can be as small as I'll do this list of things today, and we do those. We get to do those things. So it's not that we don't have the willpower; we definitely have it, and it's just that we need to take the commitments that we make to ourselves and to others more seriously. So when we make any commitments, we ourselves have to evaluate. Am I really going to stick to this commitment? If I am not, then better let me not make a commitment like that. We say, I will try. But so we ourselves can decide that there are certain things which are important. They need to be done. Then we can make, there's a formal commitment to that. And others, we can make tentative statements. I'll try to do this. So that way, we don't damage our own self-esteem by promising to do things which we ourselves are not convinced are important, and we just do them because of momentary inspiration or momentary pressure from others. So we need to deliberate seriously. Okay, this is something which I want to do and I will do it. And then we can try it on a time-bound basis. And as we keep doing it, we will ourselves see, yes, it's not impossible for me to do it. I can do it. I do it once, I do it twice, I do it thrice, then I can continue doing it. So, one of the biggest dampeners in keeping promises is the prospect that I'll have to keep this promise for the whole lifetime. Yes, we have to keep certain promises for the whole lifetime, but the lifetime is not like a 100 kg weight that is going to crush us. Life goes moment after moment after moment. So keeping a promise simply means keeping it for the present moment, and then for the next moment, and the next moment, and then like that we keep it for the full lifetime. So rather than thinking that I will break the promise tomorrow, can't we at least think that I can keep the promise today? Or leave alone today, can't I keep the promise at least at this moment? The present is the only thing that we will ever have. And if we can keep the promise in the present, we will be automatically able to keep it in the future also. So, of course, when I am saying this, I have myself made many promises which I have not been able to keep up to. So, it is not that I am exemplary in this in any way. I have my struggles. But the point is that all of us can keep promises if we want to. And what I am discussing is based on my own struggles in keeping promises, as well as my understanding of scripture. So, rather than doubting our ability to keep promises, we can, as I said, do four things. First is reinforce our own convictions about the promises. Second is make time-bound promises so that we can reevaluate and modify if required. Third is make realistic promises which are manageable, like lifting a realistic amount of weight for us. And lastly, think of keeping the promises in terms of one moment at a time, not a full lifetime. And that way we'll find that we can keep a lot of promises. Thank you.